Investment Flash.
It's Monday morning in London, and if you blinked over the weekend, you missed the dollar hitting a 52-week high, while Bitcoin slipped below 60 grand again. Stick around, we've got the divergence trade of the summer.
Good morning from Investment Flash, London edition. The date is June 29th, 2026. I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald. Yesterday's weekend call to sell the Bitcoin Trust? Looking prescient.
Right? Gerald, I'll give you that one. Your short is up 4% just this morning. I'm not even mad.
I don't gloat, Tom, but when crypto bleeds, the value guys eat. But seriously, the takeaway today is US exceptionalism is alive and kicking. The S&P 500 ETF is just 4% off its highs, and the dollar bull ETF is at a 52-week peak.
That's what I'm talking about. Forget the sell America calls. Foreign money keeps pouring in. SPY up, UUP at a high. It's a safety trade and a growth trade rolled into one.
Hold on, Tom. I mean, yes, inflows are strong, but this is a defensive flow, not a risk-on flood. It's the dollar smile theory. Money flows to the U.S. when the world is scared and when the U.S. economy is outperforming. Right now, it's both.
Exactly. That's the point. Dollar smile means up regardless. I'll take it.
Exactly. That's literally the smile in action. Spot on.
100%. The framework's holding, but the smile can flip fast if data turns. Jobs report this week could do that. Still, for now, trend is your friend.
Trend's your friend. I'm tattooing that on my screen.
Please don't. All right, let's talk crypto, because Tom, you've been quiet on that front.
I'm not even sure buy the dip still applies. My portfolio's a crime scene right now.
Bitcoin below 60 grand? That's a buying opportunity, said every crypto bro for the last 6 months.
Hey, I resemble that remark.
All right, but two quarterly losses in a row is no joke. Bitcoin down 12% in Q2 after 22% in Q1. That's a proper route.
And Strategy, that's the Bitcoin treasury company, ticker MSTR, is down 47.6% year to date, trading 82% below its high. Leverage giveth, leverage taketh away.
Oof, over a billion in ETF outflows this month. Crypto winter 2.0 is here.
This is exactly what I mean about crowded trades. Crypto was consensus 2 years ago, and now it's unwinding. Meanwhile, the dollar trade is getting just as crowded. Wall Street banks are capitulating on euro longs.
Right, the Bloomberg piece is clear. Banks are pricing in US rates outpacing Europe for the rest of the year. The Europe ETF is up only 3.4% year to date, and the euro is near multi-year lows.
So short the euro? Short Europe? I'm in. Trends are strong.
Tom, that's exactly when you get squeezed. When everyone is on the same side, a dovish Fed whisper could tank the dollar. Remember that euro short squeeze that ripped 3% in a day?
Fair. But I'm not betting against momentum yet.
Oh, calling the bottom on the euro. That's 6 bottoms this cycle. I've lost count.
Okay, fair. But Gerald, you know rate divergence could widen if the ECB cuts and the Fed holds. That's your story.
It's the base case, but I'm watching data. Tom, you were eyeing China earlier. The PBOC just set its overnight rate lower than forecasts. Easing.
Exactly. Chinese stocks are beaten down. FXI down 20.7% year to date, near its 52-week low. Contrarian entry if easing flows through. Plus, CNBC reports U.S. data centers still rely on China for 30% of AI imports.
Wait, 9 of the top 10 AI supply chain stocks in the CSI 300 have doubled in 12 months? That's incredible. But it's a stock-picking story, not a basket trade. FXI is heavy on state banks.
Sure, but easing could buoy the whole market. The China bond ETF would rally on lower rates straight away.
Trade war escalation could swamp any easing. I'd rather stay away. But I do like this other piece. Japan's launching 8 infrastructure projects for a digital corridor. Undersea cables, satellites, NEC and NTT are direct beneficiaries.
I saw that.
NEC and NTT, solid names. Government-backed demand for years. Multi-year tailwind.
Absolutely. The Digital Corridor is a real initiative, and the Optical Network Fund aligns perfectly.
Yeah, the coordination with allies adds a security dimension. Spot on.
But there's a cautionary note. Japan's top banks are struggling to secure dollar funding for tariff deal projects. That could pressure Mitsubishi UFJ and Mizuho. So watch those tickers.
And if they scramble for dollars, that could push USDJPY higher, but the BOJ might intervene. Messy.
All right. Banks are a watch item. What about India? The rupee leading Asian gains, crude falling, capital flows, INDA down 9.2% year to date, could rebound.
I'm skeptical of an Indian recovery amid global risk off, but the macro tailwinds are there. I'd call it a contested buy.
Philippines is the opposite. Growth targets cut, peso weakness extended beyond the president's term. EPHFE down only 3.5%, but further downside likely.
So sell Philippines, buy India. That's a pair trade I can get behind.
Until the next risk-off wave hits and both fall.
Wait, not so fast. The growth downgrade in the Philippines is partly due to Middle East tensions and El Nino. If oil spikes again, India's crude windfall disappears. Both have risks.
Fair, but oil's been falling, not spiking. The Hormuz premium is fading.
All right, let's talk analyst favorites. Tom, brighten my day with some buy calls.
Absolutely. Credo Technology. BofA raised target to $340. The stock fell 11% last session, so better entry. Meta, Evercore reiterated buy with $930 target. Pinterest, 10 straight quarters of user growth. AI ads improving.
Credo, down 11%, and then they raise the target. Classic analyst move. Price target after the fact. It's basically a free retirement plan.
Okay, that's brutal, but you're not wrong.
that's fair. But the Meta call is interesting. Subscription revenue diversification and AI monetization, that could re-rate the stock.
Meta down 15.4% year-to-date. That's a buy for me. Pinterest down 21.6%, but user growth is robust. AI-powered ad improvements could boost revenue.
I worry about ad spending in a slowdown, but the AI angle is real. Still, the autonomous driving story caught my eye. That UK startup Wayve is challenging Tesla and Waymo. Marie, you read that?
Yes. Wayve is positioning as a tech partner to automakers, directly threatening Tesla's autonomous narrative and Alphabet's Waymo. That's a structural headwind that isn't priced in.
Wait, a UK startup? That's a long shot. Tesla's ADAS is deployed at scale. Competition is years away.
But if Wayve partners with Toyota or Volkswagen, that could erode market share. TSLA down 13.3% year-to-date already, but this adds a new risk dimension.
Alphabet's Waymo is the leader, and Google is up 7.1%. I think it's overblown.
Agree to disagree. But speaking of structural shifts, the FT piece argues robots, not chatbots, will realize AI's potential. That's the most original take today.
Exactly. Industrial robotics on factory floors, automating physical tasks. That's where AI can boost productivity in the real economy. The robotics ETF, Robo, is up 16% year-to-date.
I'm in. Robots are the next frontier. Robo just 9% below its 52-week high. Momentum building. That's a buy.
I like the thesis, but valuations might be stretched. The ETF has run up.
No, but that's exactly my point. It's a long-term structural shift. Factory automation is the real productivity gain. Chatbots are toys compared to that.
Exactly. 100%.
All right, fair enough. I'll concede that one.
But back to our view, today's signals paint a picture of U.S. asset dominance, dollar strength, and crypto pain. The dollar smile dynamics are back, strong in both risk-off and U.S. exceptionalism.
So, The cleanest second-order trade is owning the dollar against a basket of weak currencies. Euro, Philippine peso, maybe Bitcoin. But be ready to fade crowded positions when macro surprises come.
And that surprise could be this week's jobs report. A weak payrolls print flips the dollar narrative instantly. Until then, momentum rules.
Right. And the press is silent on whether the BOJ might ease dollar funding for Japanese banks, which could influence the yen and global liquidity. Keep an eye on that.
Agreed. Bottom line, buy dollars, sell weak EM and crypto, but be nimble. As always, none of this is investment advice. We're just talking trades.
Exactly. If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We're back at 9 a.m. New York time with the New York edition. Until then, happy trading.
See you then, buddies.